Welcome to The Way In, hosted by Scotty Cash and Jay Roz.
And welcome once again to The Way In. Jay Raz, joined by Political Agenda, talk about all things mixed martial arts.
Yo, yo, yo.
What?
You're going to have to speak up. There's no way they can hear that.
Sure they can. They got good ears.
A couple weeks ago, UFC had one of their biggest shows of the year, UFC 121, Lesnar Velasquez. It went down. It happened. By now, you all know the results and have read reviews and all that stuff, so we'll just quickly give an overview of what we thought. Lesnar got destroyed, in my opinion. Velasquez is your new champion. Yeah, that was interesting, to say the least. You got to see the fight finally, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw the fight. I don't know that I'd say Lesnar got destroyed. He got beat.
Yeah.
Frank Mir got destroyed by Brock Lesnar. Okay, sure. Brock Lesnar did not get destroyed.
He definitely took a little bit of a beating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jake Shields boring his way to a boring decision over Martin Campman. It looks like he will be getting a title shot, as he's said he's going to be there at 124 cage side during the Josh Koscheck St. Pierre fight.
Good. Oh, Koscheck whoops his butt.
Who?
Jake Shields. This is after he beats GSP, I'm saying.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Although last time I said someone wasn't going to lose, I was way wrong.
Yep.
I won't ever say that again.
Should have just listened to me in the first place.
You're right. Diego Sanchez and Paulo Thiago had a barn burner of a fight. What else happened on the card? Matt Hamill beat up Tito Ortiz and Brendan Schaub. Kicked Gabe Gonzaga out of the UFC.
Awesome. It's about time.
Also being cut after their loss at UFC 121 would be Patrick Cote. We went from title contender to out of the UFC in two fights, just like Thales Latus. So, middleweights, you lose to Anderson Silva, win your next fight, or you'll be gone from the UFC.
Well, that's not exactly fair. What was Patrick Cote's last fight?
No, he just got beat by Alan Belcher not terribly long before that.
Did he?
Yeah.
See, that's my point.
So, two fights. If you lose your next two fights, you're out of the UFC.
Well, and when was his Anderson Silva fight?
In 2008.
Okay, so he's had two fights in 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd fire him too.
He was injured.
That doesn't matter.
So that was UFC 121. I can't call it a great show. I can call it an okay show with two entertaining fights. Not worth the money that I'm spending on it, but whatever. It's over. It happened. I won't be buying another card until probably 125, so I can recoup my expenses over the next two shows. Brock Lesnar has finally come out, and now he's asking for not a trilogy fight with Frank Mir, not a legendary fight against Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. No. He's asking for a fight with Roy Nelson.
That's what I'd ask for.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
They're both coming off losses.
Roy Nelson, they're both coming off losses. Roy Nelson's on the rise. Like,
I don't call it a rise because
he's
destroyed by JDS.
Well, I mean, not like he's on a hot streak or anything, yeah. But I mean, he's, you know.
He's a name-ish.
Well, he's a contender. You know who's not a contender?
Frank Mir?
Frank Mir or Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. You know what I mean? Like, Brock Lesnar's not one that's, like, been fighting for a long time and needs to, you know, now he can go back and, you know, fight. You know, a legend in the sport, you know, I mean, and honestly, like, really, like, when he goes and beats Nogueira, you know, that's not going to make him look, you know, Nogueira's coming off, what, like, three losses in a row?
One or two, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, what's the point? And as far as fighting Frank Mir, I wouldn't fight Frank Mir either. He's already avenged his loss.
Yeah, and he whooped him the first fight, except for he just got shot after terrible reffing, so... Yeah. I agree that that third fight doesn't make sense right now. Let's say they both win two or three more fights, and then it'd be for a number one contender stuff. Then there'd be a reason for that.
Yeah.
But right now, no reason for that. Roy Nelson would be a great fight. Roy Nelson has said he'll take the fight. If that does come to fruition, they're probably looking late February, early March for that to go down. Carlos Condit apparently turned down a fight with John Fitch due to the quick turnaround, because Fitch is scheduled to fight at UFC 126. Against Jake Ellenberger, but Carlos Condit was offered that fight first. Here's my thing. How is that a quick turnaround? He fought in, when was 121? That was October? It was like mid-October?
Yeah.
Okay, and in March, or UFC 126 is early February. Isn't that 3+ months?
Well.
How long of a training camp do you need?
More than that, apparently. I don't think it's a training camp. It's the time between training camps, I would say.
Maybe.
You know.
But whatever. He's now looking for a fight with Chris Lightsout Lytle, who's on a similar 3-fight winning streak, so that would definitely be a barn burner of a fight if that comes to fruition. UFC 126, which I did briefly mention, has added Jake Ellenberger versus John Fitch, which takes that card from man awesome to God. Damn it, why is John Fitch on that card? UFC 126 slated to be Anderson Silva taking on Vitor Belfort for the middleweight title. Co-main evented by Rich Ace Franklin taking on Forrest Griffin. Another great fight. Johnny Jones versus Ryan Bader in the battle of who's going to take longer to get a title shot. And then again, John Fitch battling Insomnia. Come on, why is he on that card? Like there's a free fight night a week before that card. Put him on that.
No, John Fitch is a winner. Okay, see, like, that's the double-edged sword, you know, about UFC. If you're a winner, you gotta, you know, they get on big cards.
Yeah.
You gotta pay to see them, even if you don't like their fight.
Exactly, like that. That card is amazing until that happens.
Yeah, the card's still not different.
Well, it is a little different.
It's just got a 3-round fight on it now.
Yeah, true. They did move Kenny Florian versus Evan Dunham, which was originally scheduled for that card, which really, those four fights are worth, you know, double price for me. But that fight did get moved to the UFC January 22nd Fight for the Troops 2 card. That will now be the main event of that. Mike Swick will return on that card as well against some dude. And then Matt Ricciarone will also be on that card. So they're stacking the Fight for the Troops card pretty good, I think, with some decent names. A nice free card a week before the big end, Super Bowl weekend, UFC 126. I got to assume big news that we didn't get to talk about because it happened between our last shows is that WEC and UFC have merged into one company. It's now just the UFC. WEC is going to roll out its next two events, the one coming up on the 11th. Which is Uriah Faber versus Takei Mizugaki, and then their December 16th card, WEC 53. So those are the last two WEC events ever. Jose Aldo is now officially the UFC featherweight champion. He will co-main event UFC 125, taking on Josh Grispy, so that'll be the first big WEC fighters moving over to UFC, so that's kind of cool. And that card needed a main event, or co-main event, since Shane Carwin pulled out. Now I'm even more excited about that car.
Oh, yeah, great. Jose Aldo.
Yeah. The winner of Ben Smooth Henderson versus Anthony Pettis, which is, again, going down at the December 16th card, will take on the winner of Gray Maynard versus Frankie Edgar, which is happening at 125, to unify the lightweight titles. So probably April, May, you'll see a big lightweight unification bout. No, you don't care about it at all.
I don't care about the little guys. I don't care about the WEC. It's flawed reasoning, I understand, but I just, I'm not a huge guy, but I'm big enough that I don't think I couldn't beat up any of the
WEC guys.
Any of the WEC guys, and I don't care about guys I think I could beat up.
Fair enough. And then the winner of the Dominic Cruz versus Scott Jorgensen will be the new UFC bantamweight champion. So all those guys are getting pulled into the UFC. They have added a WEC fighter fight. On the UFC Fight Night Ultimate Finale in December. That'll be Leonard Garcia taking on somebody. I don't know. But that's the first kind of foray in moving those guys over officially to the UFC. We'll take a break, come back with a little more news, and get you out of here.
What's up, all? This is Sween Hollick from Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, and you're listening to a Primo Pop Culture Network podcast.
Hey gang, make sure you tune in every Friday for a brand new episode of The Animated World of Flavor Dave and Duvall with us!
Flavor Dave!
And Duvall! Yay!
I didn't know you were going to do the
late.
Thing.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know we were doing the late.
I'm sorry.
You're listening to The Weigh-In from LockerRoomHQ.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. And don't forget to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you buy helps to keep us on the air. That's www.popculturenetwork.com.
And we are back. It is The Weigh-In during our commercial break there to tell you about other great things on the popculturenetwork.com. Political Agenda was giving his reasoning more in depth why he doesn't really care about WEC and now UFC lightweight fighters. And it's because he weighs 100-plus pounds more than them.
I'm just saying. I'm sure, you know, like I said, I know it's flawed reasoning, you know, because they're fighting each other. And
they're always really exciting.
Yeah, and I'm sure. Well, yeah, but I mean, they're exciting fights, but you don't see a lot of knockouts because they don't have that kind of power.
Oh, the Aldo does.
Well, exceptions to every rule, okay. Yeah. But you know,
yeah,
I mean, those are all, and they all just look like schoolyard fights to me. I mean, little guys just swinging at each other until the judges decide, oh, this guy swung more often.
Fair enough. I personally am very excited to see what happens out of the WC-UFC merger. There will now be 4 UFC Unversus events, which is down from 11 total versus events between UFC and the WC events. So I'm guessing they'll add in a few more Spike TV ones, and we won't have any more main event cards like Frank Mir versus Mirko Krokop. They'll throw a title fight on there.
Are you kidding me? The WEC guys aren't gonna sell. You know, they're adding to the undercard, and they're adding to, hey, now we have more titles.
Yeah.
You're still gonna see, you know, the Frank. You're still gonna see Frank Mir versus Krokop as main event.
If they had an
option, you're not gonna see
Dominic Cruz defending his title. They absolutely would put a title fight above that one.
I don't agree.
You think the co-main a title fight?
Yep.
They're not Strikeforce.
Well, you know, I'm like, maybe not with, they're still going to see those fights on there. They might pretend that, you know, whatever featherweight title match is the main event, but people are still buying it to see the other thing, you know, and they still are going to put it on there and push that more. Because the heavyweights are what people come to see. The bigger cards are what people come to see. The names are what people come to see.
Well,
you know, it won't happen in a year. You've got at least 3 years before any, except for maybe Jose Aldo.
Or Uriah Faber, both big names.
Okay. Before any of those guys, any of those WEC guys, become names that people care about.
True. I will never dispute the hype machine that is the UFC's marketing people, because they are a powerful, powerful group that made me almost want to buy a Frank Mir Mirko Krokop title.
No, they didn't.
I did. I was like, man, this fight seems interesting. I'm stupid. I should never even think about it. Like, I'm scared to watch the countdown show for UFC 123 with Rampage Machida, because then I'll go, I should watch this card. Totally worth $45. But I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm busy that night anyways, I think.
There you go.
So, hopefully.
Well, it'll be on demand, so just check it out then.
Yeah, but it still costs the same, which is ridiculous. That's just like our tiered thing that we talked about and never got aired. Is there needs to be tiered. And that's another thing they should introduce, especially when they're doing this, not to devalue the lighter weight guys, but can you name, outside of me, anyone else who knows who Dominic Cruz is?
I don't know who Dominic Cruz is.
Exactly. He's the bantamweight champion of the world. Now, granted, that is a title, and it's now a UFC title, but it's not something big enough to kind of main event a pay-per-view.
No.
But they'll do it, and, you know.
Nah, because they know too, it won't.
Well, no, if they may have had thousands of cards with Rich Franklin, they'll at least put a title on there, you know.
I don't think so.
We'll see. Dana White says it's happening, but you never know.
We'll see. Dana White says lots of things.
But again, really.
Dana White just kind of talks.
He does.
Like, man, he's like a Diaz or something. only less despicable.
But what we're briefly talking about is a tiered system. I need to start an online petition or something. The Rich Franklin discount or tiered pricing in your pay-per-views, you know?
Yeah.
And WWE should do it too. I mean, they have their tiered system, quote-unquote, because WrestleMania is $100
well,
more.
Well, yeah, it's not exactly a tiered system. They just charge more for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But
still, they don't make any qualms about it. Like, look, this is our big-ass show. You can pay a little more. They should be like, all right, this is our BS show. This is our backlash, you know. You're gonna pay extra money for backlash.
Well, you're gonna have to wait for the WEC's or you're gonna have to wait for the MMA, you know, buzz to die off a little bit, which it will.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that kind of stuff will come down, but like, and they might think about doing something like that then, because like originally WWE, like I don't know if you remember, but the first year that they did WrestleMania at the higher price, they did like the big five, which is over the next year, which is SummerSlam, Rumble, Mania, Survivor Series.
No, that's all. That's four.
No, yeah, okay, big four. All of them were higher prize, and the except for Mania, all the prize, you know, all the buys dropped, and so they stopped that the next year.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Off of our tiered system pricing, that's something we'll probably talk about more once crappy main events start coming about. But be honest, main event wise, outside of the next show, which is god awful, we'll talk about it in a second. 123, 124, 125, 126 are amazing main events. The rest of the cards and some of those are a little lacking, but Rampage Machida is a good main event. GSP Kashi, good main event. Gray Maynard versus Frankie Edgar, and then co-main event Aldo Grisby. That's a good co-main event. That is two title fights, and then Anderson Silva, Vitor Belfort. They're on a hot streak of good main events.
Yeah,
but
and they won't have anything else for the rest of the year.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they do that to themselves.
Dana White did mention the winner of the upcoming Pedro Hizo versus Tim Sylvia fight happening on the War of the Mainland show will likely get an invite back to the UFC.
Why?
They're both on three fight win streaks. That'd be four in a row for somebody. Why not?
Man.
Tim Sylvia can get beat up by that'd be a good fight for Brock Lesnar. So I'm a former heavyweight champion, Tim Sylvia.
Tim Sylvia would not be a good fight for anybody.
Well, Brock Lesnar would take him down and pound him out. That'd be fun.
So Randy Couture took him down and pounded him out, okay? Like, Tim Sylvia.
But he's got that allure.
Tim
you know?
Sylvia is not a good fight for him.
Heavyweight champion.
You can say that, but nobody, like, looks for Tim. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's like, oh, man, remember them good old days when Tim Sylvia was the champ? You know, like.
It's like when Kevin Nash was the champion.
Like, the only memorable fight Tim Sylvia had was with Randy Couture when he got his butt handed to him.
Or Nogueira when he got submitted. Or Frank Mir when he broke his arm.
You know.
Let's talk very briefly about UFC 122 because it doesn't deserve any more of our time. It's main evented by Nate frickin' Marquardt versus Yushin Okami. Guaranteed title shot for the middleweight champion. But man, is this a
unless
lame
Yushin Okami wins.
Yes. And then he'll be John Fished.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a guaranteed title shot. Jake Ellenberger's our champion. co-main event. I'm going to pick Marquardt. Anything?
Okay.
You don't care?
I hope Yushin Okami wins.
Fair enough. Jorge Riviera taking Alessio Takara. That fight will be good. They'll just go at it for three rounds until someone gets knocked out. I pick Riviera. He's looked great lately.
I don't even know.
He doesn't care. All right. Krzysztof Krasinski taking on Goran Milic. Goran Milic is on a two-fight losing skid. Krasinski's coming off his loss to Stefan Bonner. Kind of a winner-go-home for both these guys. I'll pick Relic because he's undefeated at light heavyweight. That's what I was going back to.
I'll pick Krasinski.
Fair enough. Amir Sadala versus Pete Sabata. That's just fun to say. Let's see Amir get back in the win column using his Muay Thai.
Meh.
I don't know who Pete Sabata is. And then Dennis Seaver taking on tough Andre Winner. I'll pick Seaver via spinning back kick.
You got to go for Winner just because I like him a lot better.
Me too, but Seaver's a tough guy. That is it for the weigh-in this week. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. As always, follow the rest of the shows, and have a good weekend. Bye.